It's All Things Considered on WNYC. I'm Amy Eddings. Experts are still trying to sort out the implications of an appellate court ruling in a landmark stop and frisk case against the New York Police Department. The move Thursday by the 2nd U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals effectively put on hold a set of policing changes that the judge, Shira Shendlin, laid out in her ruling back in August. It also took her off the case for appearing partial. Shendlin had ruled the department's stop and frisk practices were discriminatory. What happens next depends in part on who wins next week's mayoral election, what the victor decides to do, and also on some legal technicalities. Among them, a decision today by court administrators to assign yet another judge to the case. Here to talk us through it is Liz Schneider. She's the Rose L. Hoffer Professor of Law at Brooklyn Law School. Welcome back to WNYC, Liz.
Thank you.
We'll get to today's latest wrinkle in a moment. The appellate court said Judge Shendlin compromised her judicial code of conduct, her appearance of impartiality, in part by steering the way she steered the case into her courtroom and by granting interviews to the press while she was hearing the case. Jeffrey Toobin, one of those journalists whom Shendlin talked to, told WNYC today those appellate judges were just trying to embarrass her.
There's a real old boys club in that courthouse on Foley Square, and Shira Shendlin is not a part of that boys club.
Do you think it was judicial politics, old boys club politics, or did Shendlin compromise her standing by granting these interviews?
Well, it's hard not to agree with what Jeff Toobin is saying, because the way that the circuit went about this in terms of picking her off the case in the context of a relatively limited, or in theory, relatively limited procedural vehicle, the stay for appeal, was really a kind of reaching out by the court. The city hadn't asked the court to take her off the case. And in fact, in one of the aspects that the circuit is referring to in its order, namely the question of how she handled the related case issue, the city had not objected to her conduct in that case either. So it is a kind of reaching out, and it's just hard to understand what they did in the context of the procedural rules that normally operate in this kind of matter.
The court system assigned John Codal to take over the case, and then today Codal was replaced with another judge, Annalisa Torres, who joined the federal bench just this past April. What can Judge Torres do if the next mayor drops the appeal? Democratic frontrunner Bill de Blasio saying that he would not pursue an appeal. So can Torres retry the case, or will it go back to Judge Shendlin? Does she still have standing to have the case put back before her?
Well, in theory, it could go back to Judge Shendlin, but I assume that what's going to happen is if the law department drops the appeal under Bill de Blasio, that it's going to stay with Judge Torres and that she's going to make a decision as to, you know, what she wants to do in this situation. There's certainly a lot of reason not to retry the case. Judge Torres is actually someone who is very experienced in dealing with the New York City Police Department because she sat as a judge, a criminal court judge, and then a state Supreme Court judge dealing with felony matters and had to deal with issues of police conduct in those contexts. So I think it's really up to her. I'm going to assume that there is some possibility of a settlement that might happen down the line, and that Judge Torres would have to make a decision about the continuing some of the remedies that Judge Shendlin had ordered. But it is possible that Judge Torres could say, in a sense, the entire proceeding was tainted, as it were, by what the circuit is saying here, by the appearance of impartiality, and then effectively we have to kind of, you know, go start again.
Now, the plaintiffs in the case say they will appeal the stay of Judge Shendlin's recommendations, which include this outside court monitor and the wearing of cameras by police officers on their body armor to record their stops. If their appeal goes forward, do you think they have a good chance of winning?
it's a very complicated procedural issue in terms of that question. My instinct is probably not. The circuit has these three judges, at least procedurally, they really were reaching out here because they decided that not only that they were going to rule on the stay, not only that they were going to get rid of Judge Shindlin, but that they were going to hold the keep the appeal for them, for the three of them to rule on. And they specifically say in the order that any questions or any applications or whatever should be directed to them.
But isn't that right? The Bloomberg administration appealed Judge Shindlin's decision that stop and frisk, the way the NYPD was conducting it, was unconstitutional and violating minorities' civil rights. Doesn't the Second Circuit Court get to hear the city's appeal on that?
Well, it's questionable. It could be a panel that was just hearing the stay, because that's what was the subject of the proceeding on Tuesday. They're hearing, as it were, the merits of the appeal, which now they have set basically in motion, could have been heard in a different context.
Liz, so, we have to leave it there. Liz Schneider is the Rose L. Hoffer Professor of Law at Brooklyn Law School, commenting on this very complicated case. Thank you so much.
Thank you.